ocnavigator.org for more information. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and Proposition 63.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on April 21st. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita and Golden Gate to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Missouri. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragas and Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to be back on the air with you. Two-hour edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the day after some truly tremendous racing here at Santa Anita and around the country. The 87th running of the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby yesterday, and a heck of a stretch duel between the even money favorite Imagination and Phil D'Amato's Stronghold, who prevailed by a neck in the end under Antonio Fresu. It's on now to the Run for the Roses the first Saturday in May at Churchill Downs. Our morning line maker John White reports Stronghold knocked down an 89 buyer speed figure. He came off a win in the Sunland Park Derby. You might remember a horse named Mind That Bird used that race as a stepping stone to immortality. Big upset winner back in the day of the Kentucky Derby. No question, the story yesterday at Santa Anita. By the way, Phil D'Amato is going to be joining us in hour two. He's loaded, as you might expect, on closing day of this, the classic meet at Santa Anita, which began the day after Christmas, December 26th. The absolute story of the day locally, I have to think on a national basis, yesterday was a 53-year-old riding superstar by the name of Lanfranco de Torre. He rode 11 out of the 12 races yesterday. His first mount came in the first race yesterday, ended up finishing sixth on a 5.5-to-1 shot, and then he got on a roll of rolls. Six consecutive wins for Frankie de Torre, races 2 through 7. I'm just going to list these prices. None of them were post-time favorites. The shortest price came in race 2. It was Ball Don't Lie for Mark Glatt that returned $6.60 to win. Race 3, De Torre for Leonard Powell. Racinto Romper, $18.20. Race 4 yesterday at Santa Anita. De Torre for Hector Palma on a horse named Roberta's Love, $21.60. Race 5. De Torre for Richard Dutrow on a horse named Kath and Marissa, $15 even. Race 6, De Torre aboard for Bob Baffert in the Santa Anita Oaks. This provided Baffert with his third career win in the Oaks. Nothing Like You, $16.40. And then Frankie Dettori completed his natural six in race seven. It was Leonard Powell's second training win of the day. Royal Chatter, $10.80. To me, that is absolutely astonishing. Those kind of prices, six consecutive winners. And we've said many times, Dettori's his celebrity, it transcends racing over in Europe, England, a native of Italy. And he's come here, and what a joy to behold. An amazing story. He was supposed to retire following the Breeders' Cup in November. He decided to stick with it, and boy, are we glad he did. A big day at Santa Anita. $19 million in all sources handle, $2.1 million on track, and an on-track crowd announced at 32,000. 89. Let's get back to upstate New York and check in with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You think Dettori wanted to take that next race off? I think that may have hurt him. He was in such a groove, he probably just wanted to keep riding. It's like getting a bye in a playoffs. You know, sometimes the teams that get the bye go backwards in the next game. But listen, what a terrific performance.
Unreal.
And, he truly is a great, great rider.
And great for the game. We've said that so many
Absolutely.
Times. By the way, I should have noted, I don't think I mentioned Mark Glatt, three wins on the day yesterday. Leonard Powell and a couple. Phil D'Amato gets his first ever Santa Anita Derby starter in the winner's circle with Stronghold. And he took the 12th and final for California-bred three-year-olds, the Echo Eddie, Shady Tiger, with Juan Hernandez. So, you know, just big performances. Can't wait to get Phil on an hour or two. But, John, your take from afar on what you saw at Santa Anita.
It was a great day of racing, Mike, and it lived up to the billing. And, you know, even the Santa Anita Derby was just a terrific race. And it was Stronghold came back, and he just really ran great. It was a terrific day. It really was. And the whole day of racing, coast to coast, was really terrific. At Keelan, the Bluegrass, Sierra Leone stent himself as, you know, as the favorite going into the Derby. He was breaking from post 10 at Keelan going two turns with no early speed. He overcame all that.
Yeah.
Not an easy thing to do at Keelan. Not only that, you could be sure, with the Derby a month away, Chad Brown did not have the screws tightened. You know, Dornock was in the race. They decided to experiment and take the horse off the pace. That was a total failure. Sierra Leone used it as a prep going in. And again, he ran super, and everything was against him. The track, the post position, and everything else, and he overcame it all. He will be the favorite come Derby day.
And he was kind of against himself going to the gate. He was a real handful. Chad Brown, after the fact, said, you know, he's in the far outside. They get those big on-track crowds with a lot of enthusiasm at Keeneland. It was a lot to process, but boy, can he run, John.
He certainly can, but that is somewhat of a concern. I mean, they had 30 or 40,000 people there yesterday. Remember, Derby Day, they're going to have over 100,000 people.
Oh, well
so
over.
Hopefully
yeah.
So hopefully he doesn't have a meltdown before the race, and I'm sure they'll be working with him over the next couple of weeks. And listen, he's a baby. He's learning on the job. It was only his third or fourth start, so he's got quite a future ahead of him, and it should be a great Derby.
Hey, John, I didn't realize till just chatting with you a few minutes ago off air, Val Brinkerhoff, one of our local horsemen here in Southern California, he shipped to Aqueduct yesterday for the Grade 3 Gazelle with a filly by the name of Where's My Ring, who was most recently second at 20-1 to Kinza. Looks like we lost John. So we'll try and get John back as soon as we can. Anyway, Val Brinkerhoff shipped Where's My Ring back to Aqueduct for the Grade 3 Gazelle, three-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth. And she got the money, ridden for the first time by Jose Lescano, and it's on now to the Kentucky Oaks the day before the Derby. So, hey, hats off to Val Brinkerhoff. What a tremendous accomplishment shipping back there. She was 7-2 on the morning line. I'm hoping we're going to get John back right now and give us a little summation on yesterday's Grade 3 Gazelle. We've got him. Hey, John, good morning.
What a terrific job for Val Brinkerhoff.
Yeah.
I mean, people thought shipping a maiden across the country, you got to have a better idea than that. But she ran terrific.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for the connections. I mean, they deserve it, and now they get to go to the Kentucky Oaks by earning the points that they did yesterday.
I'm going to tell you right now, Val Brinkerhoff is one of the hardest working guys in racing. He gets on a lot of his own horses. He's either a day older or a day younger than I am, John. we've compared driver's licenses, but he works hard. His wife, Kelly, is there at the barn every morning. Boy, it's nice to see people like this get the money. That was a $200,000 stake. And no matter what happens from here on, they're made with this filly. I mean, that win is going to help her produce. But wishing them well, Kentucky Oaks Day there at Churchill.
Listen, Mike, she's getting better. She picked the right day to graduate. And, again, a terrific ride by Jose Lozano and a terrific training job shipping the horse across the country and getting the money in New York. So congratulations to them.
And speaking of money, what did Where's My Ring pay? 7-2 on the morning line, John.
I think she paid $7 or $8. She stayed about the morning line. Listen, it was a full field of 10. I think it was a late scratch in there, so 9 went. And she was up against the big boys, Brad Cox, Todd Pletcher, Chad Brown. They all had horses in the race, and Val Brinkerhoff came and took it away.
Well, you know, we mentioned that she was second to Kinza. That was in the Santa Isabel here at Santa Anita March 9th. Speaking of Kinza, now yesterday she's off at 1-2. She's kind of one-dimensional. She goes to the front, and boy, Mike Smith went after her aggressively on Copion, and Dettori was glad of it. He was loaded, you could see, around the far turn with Nothing Like You, and Nothing Like You went off by 7.5 lengths. Kinza just, she paid for the quick splits. They went 23-2, 46-4, 10-3, 1.36-3, and the winner, Nothing Like You, came home on top in yesterday's Santa Anita Oaks in 143-1. But Kinza will be back to fight another day, and it was just one of those things where the pace, it just didn't smile on her yesterday.
Not only that, the Terry gave the one a terrific ride. He never left the wood. You know, he came straight up the inside, and I don't know if he was getting to them or they were coming back, but whatever it was, she ran great and a terrific, one of the great rides by Dettori yesterday.
All right, let's get to it. Where are you going to go for your radio selection here in hour one, John?
We're going to go to Aqueduct and look at race number 3, and I like the number 2 horse in here, 13 Red Flag. So this is a 3-year-old filly from the Amir Chipoli barn. Isaac Castillo aboard to ride. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. 6 career starts each race, better than the previous one. She stretches out today to a mile. Again, a juicy 8-1 in the morning line. I like number 2, 13 Red Flag, to upset win today's third race out of Aqueduct.
And post time for the third at the Big A today, 2:23 Eastern. John, can't wait to get you back an hour or two to come out here for this closing day card at Santa Anita. I want to say this. Well, let's give the coordinates on your website, JONHARDOON.com. Tell us what's there right now, John.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Oaklawn, Keelan, Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita Select.
And, John, before you bid adieu, I want to pass along something I heard from Tom Quigley on the satellite signal yesterday. And, hey, without making excuses, but it's legit, we have not been able to get into a rhythm here. We just haven't. And we got a lot of obstacles, inventory and so on and so forth, horses being scratched. But he rightly pointed out, I mean, like the past five, six weekends, there's been doubt as to whether this and that, are you going to run, are you not going to run? We didn't run the big cap on Saturday. We came back on Sunday, which was a good move. Then we ran Monday, ended up being not a very good day. Yesterday, the skies cleared. It was still a little cold by our standards. But it's not rocket science. When we've got the product, we see what happens. They came out and they bet, John. It's a great game, but you got to have field size. You got to have depth, and we had it yesterday.
Finally, Mike, you're right. You know, the inconsistency of not knowing what's going to be with the weather and with Santa Anita pulling the trigger and canceling. Listen, most of the days they canceled, they did the right thing. Mm-hmm. But we also have to learn to run over wet tracks. I mean, you know, we ran over sloppy tracks the whole time. All of a sudden, it's a new thing now. You know, I understand there'll be a lot of scratches and everything else, but they have to figure out how to run. You can't break up days. You can't have days in the middle of the week. People want consistency, and that's what makes it work.
All right, John, can't wait to get you back in hour two. For hour one, John Hardoon says it's the third at Aqueduct. Number two, 13 red flags. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. And right now, a promotional word from a good friend of mine, our senior director of marketing at Santa Anita Park, Andrew Arthur. And Andrew, good morning. I wanted to get you on because it's closing day, but it isn't. I mean, technically, this is our classic meet closing day, mandatory payouts. We're going to take a week off, and then we'll come back a week from Friday. Fill us in on that, Andrew.
Yeah, we have a lot going on this Sunday, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We've got our mandatory payouts on all pools to wrap up the classic meet before we go on our little hiatus before we kick off the Hollywood meet on Friday, April 19th. So all pools will pay out today, pick six early, late pick fives, and all pools that can carry over have to pay out today, including the Coast to Coast as well.
Right.
That Coast to Coast, it also is a mandatory payout pool with that $100,000 seed in that pool. So that is a wager that I will definitely get into today. And that pool does also have to pay out. So that's another huge huge opportunity for horse players as a thank you for supporting the Coast to Coast. And the good news is the Coast to Coast will continue through the rest of the Hollywood meet as well.
It's a good bet.
So that very popular wager is going to continue, and we're excited to continue that bet. So thank you to the horse players, and hopefully they jump in there.
Andrew, I got to believe you're a little bit frustrated. I mentioned, you know, we've had a hard time getting into a rhythm. Man, things opened up yesterday. The sun was out. It looks like we could really get on a roll here, and we got to take a week off. I mean, it's etched in stone. That is a little bit frustrating, is it not?
Yeah, it is. But we got yesterday shows how great Santa Anita can be when
Agreed.
We have perfect weather, big fields. Frankie Dettori put on a heck of a show, winning races 2 through 7. The Italians battled it out in the Santa Anita Derby in an absolute thriller with Stronghold coming out on top. It was just a fantastic day of racing. We had broke a record with the Derby Day 5K. Over 6,000 runners came out to
nice.
Support that event. The Spring Carnival was great. The Beer Festival was rocking. The party in the Chandelier Room had a fantastic vibe in it. So when we have sunny weather and we have great racing, there's nothing like coming out to the great race place.
Okay, let's talk about the upcoming meet. And in the interim, we will be open for simulcast wagering next week, Thursday through Sunday, correct?
Yep, we'll be open for simulcast. You can still bet across the country, including Keeneland and New York, Gulfstream, of course. And then we come back on Friday, April 19th, to kick off the Hollywood meet. And we're putting together a really nice schedule of promotions like our Hot Wing Festival. Of course, you can come out and enjoy the Kentucky Derby at the Great Race Place with, mm-hmm. as we all cheer on Stronghold to represent California. And then we go into the Preakness Day with our shrimp boil. And then one of my favorite weekends, Gold Cup weekend, which we've really turned into one of our premier events here at Santa Anita with the Memorial Weekend Carnival, mm-hmm. Beer Festival Trackside, and, of course, Bright Racing with Gold Cup weekend, all the way to Father's Day and Closing Day, which we've also built into a really nice day for families to
Agreed.
Come out and enjoy the races together.
Andrew, one thing I hear, and I really mean this consistently from people, they find out I'm involved with racing, they like the Fridays, and we're going to continue that. With the free admission and parking, discounted $3 beers, $5 margaritas. People really like this now with the weather getting better. I'm hoping this can really grow as we move into mid-June.
Yeah, as the weather gets a little bit better and people have more opportunities to come out and enjoy it, yeah, Fridays are a fantastic day to come out and enjoy the races. You get $3 beers, $5 margaritas. I don't think there's a venue our size that would offer that.
No.
And we're proud to do that and offer that to our horse players and our players that come out and enjoy the races on a Friday. So absolutely, Mike, you're right on that. We're hoping to continue to grow that day. We make it the lowest barrier of entry to come out and bet the races on those Fridays.
And then, Andrew, something else I hear, and this isn't so positive, from people everywhere, and you're living it, and that is they want to know, hey, we're planning on going out there Sunday, or we're planning on going out there Saturday. Are you guys running? In years past, and nothing stays the same, I get it, Andrew, but in years past, you didn't have that uncertainty. Now it's kind of built in. And I know for a guy like you, you've got events, you've got groups, you've got marketing things on the board, and then you throw in the uncertainty, and it has a chilling effect, does it not?
It does have a chilling effect, absolutely, Mike. And we've done a lot of great work. The team has done a lot of great work of moving those days, moving most events. We're able to move from Big Cap Day. We were able to make that happen on Sunday. When that happened, obviously, real tough to lose Easter. Another big day that we've been building. Consistency is always key. But we're always making sure that safety comes first.
Yep.
And we have to. This might be the new normal, and we're going to have to build off that and try to figure out ways to work around it. We're going to work hard to do that.
Yeah, I think if we can let people know, hey, we don't anticipate a change, but if there is, we're here for you. And that's kind of the caveat,
We got to treat the customer the best way we can in those situations, and we do. We do our best to accommodate everybody when things like that happen. But you're right, Mike. The inconsistency hurts, especially these last two rainy seasons that we've had during the past.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, good talking to you. Last thing, you mentioned the Kentucky Derby. Just quickly, two or three bullet points. What do people need to know about Derby Day at Santa Anita?
Well, we're going to all be about Stronghold. We're going to put together a cool T-shirt. You can watch Stronghold do battle in the Kentucky Derby. We'll have a trackside watch party event. We'll have a fantastic chandelier room party, and we'll have family fun in the infield, as well as some barbecue activations as well. So we're going to have a ton of fun out here at Santa Anita. You can come out and bet the Kentucky Derby, of course, and then a full card of live racing here at the Great Raceplace.
Hey, Andrew, thanks so much. Don't forget, we're on air a week from today. I know we're dark at Santa Anita, but going to be promoting the opener for the new meet, and, of course, a lot of great racing at Keeneland with familiar faces, Equine and Human. Andrew Arthur, Senior Director of Marketing from Santa Anita, thanks so much, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
Listen, before we get up to the South Point, an event that happened yesterday, it's way under the radar, but the first race yesterday was taken by a three-year-old filly by the name of Moments Pleasure, paid $780 to win with Hector Berrios. Boy, what a meet he's had. Craig Lewis, the winning trainer. Folks, this is the 21st winner of the current meet for the Stallion Clubhouse Ride. That is beyond phenomenal. It's not too late. We breed through June, folks. If you've got a mare, if you're thinking about it, give Terry Knight a call at Legacy Ranch. They can take care of you from the breeding shed to the starting gate at Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Evelyn Perella. They also stand straight fire up there. The number to call if you want to get in touch with farm manager Terry Knight at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, right outside Sacramento, where stands Clubhouse Ride, 510-928-4980. Let's get to the South Point right now. Check in with Dan Sanchez in the race book. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good. A little bit crazy up there, I would think, yesterday and last night. And you're looking for more of the same tomorrow night with the final in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's been a big weekend. The final four concluded yesterday. We're going to have the big one tomorrow. Yeah, it's been busy. My head's been on a swivel for sure.
I hear UConn's favored.
They are 6.5-point favorite. That's probably a pretty good number, although I'm not sure they're going to be able to cover it. I think Purdue might be a little more rested. I think UConn's going to win, but I think the game is going to be a lot closer than 6.5. I think we might be talking about a last possession game.
I'm going to deviate a little bit here with you, Dan. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but I went up to Vegas and I got a I put up $105 to win 100 on our Angels to win 79. I think it was 79.5 games, and they're playing pretty good. Yeah, it's early. Reed Detmers last night, the starter, goes 6 innings, 12 strikeouts, shutdown job by the bullpen, great defense, and we win 2-1 against Boston here at home. You know, they're just – Ron Washington kept saying, we're going to surprise some people, and, hey, you got to go out and do it, but knocking on wood, I think they are surprising some people, Dan. I really do.
I think early on that's they're showing really good signs.
They're showing some heart. They're showing the things you need to be doing to win games.
Exactly. They're not laying down. These guys are trying, and that's heartening for the fans. You know, if you may not win all the games, but I don't want to go out there and see a guys just running through. These guys are playing hard, and, you know, it's a long season. That's the thing. Injuries and whatever, you really hope they can keep this up because, like you say, they really have gotten out of the blocks well.
If the young guys stay sound, they're going to do pretty well. All right, Dan, let's get to it. Do you have something we can bet on today?
Absolutely. Like I said, I think we can do the UConn. I think Purdue stays within the 6.5. Purdue had such an easy time. I just think they're going to be in a better place. I know these are young kids. I know they bounce back. But UConn, when I was watching that game, they were the better team, but they never really pulled away from Alabama. They had the middle of that lane. They could have all night just locked it up, and instead – there were missed rebounds, missed shots, you know, right at the rim. So I'm not sure that UConn is going to dominate like you would think. But I do think they are going to win the game. I think Purdue is going to give them a run for the money that falls short.
Okay, you're
going
to say Purdue plus 6.5.
Yeah, and it's not because the Big Ten is my conference and UConn is my boss's team that I'm trying to split the hair there.
Okay, listen, folks, get up to the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Ask for Steve Johnson in Racing Sports, actually in the race book. Toll free 866-780-RACE. That's 866-780-7223. That's the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Thanks so much, Dan Sanchez.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, going to step aside, come back real quick like John Lindo on hiatus today. Michelle Yu from XBTV is next up. Then Orlando Gutierrez, some big goings on with the two-year-olds at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Millie Ball, Toby Terrell on the immediate horizon here, hour one. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, a great day of racing awaits you at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Angels Flight Stakes and the John Shear. We will also be hosting the immensely popular Easter Egg Hunt today with over 36,000 Easter eggs for your kids to hunt throughout the day. There will be multiple age ranges, so all the kids will have a fair chance to fill their basket. The infield will also host the Spring Carnival and a special Fiesta de Santa Anita with live music, lucha libre, great food, great drinks, and a classic car show. And we would like to thank all our NASCAR fans for their continued support of the Coast to Coast Pick 5. To show our appreciation, today the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be seeded with $100,000. That's right, a free $100,000 is already in that pool. Plus, there's going to be mandatory payouts on all pools. It's a fantastic day of racing and entertainment right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Attention California owners and breeders, if you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the Bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game. Participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready. For devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get right up to Santa Anita. She's busy all the time. Michelle Yu from XBTV and, of course, married to trainer Ryan Hansen. Busy morning, noon, and night. Hey, Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mike. Doing good.
Are Olivia and Spencer staying out of trouble this morning?
Oh, so, well, I don't know. Olivia's kind of on the verge. Spencer's being pretty good.
I love it. Well, listen, your take on Santa Anita Derby Day yesterday, it was, you know, Frankie Dettori, what more can you say? But field size, depth, and a modicum of good weather, it's amazing how things came together.
Yeah, I mean, considering the week before we had to have that cancellation pushing us to a Thursday card this week, I think it couldn't have worked out any better. Like you mentioned, the field sizes were tremendous. The competition was great. I think that we had a super memorable Santa Anita Derby itself, but the undercard certainly with Frankie winning so many races, and the people were, look, everyone's a Frankie fan because he is so dynamic and so flamboyant, but when he is winning like that, people were going berserk. I mean, they 100%. Were starting to crowd the fences just to come see him walk out to his next mount. They were screaming for him.
Yes.
It was awesome. And we had a crowd of over 30,000 people on hand. It was a vintage day.
It no doubt. And I mean, he's Frankie. And he's genuine. Michelle, you've been around him. That's him. It's always been him. I met him when he was 19. Bill Shoemaker introduces, he was taking him around and, you know, introducing him to various people. And, you know, he is Frankie. That's about all you can say. I rattled off the prices of all of his winners earlier, Michelle.
Crazy, right? Only that, one favorite. The favorite was 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, that is phenomenal. You know, what he did, I was going to congratulate his agent, Ron Anderson, but he really didn't do a very good job. He didn't have him on any chalk yesterday. All right, listen, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today?
Okay, so I kind of want to go a little different. Because we have that coast-to-coast wager that first is seeding with that $100,000.
Yes.
I want to talk about leg one, and there's two horses I think you have to use. The first is headed, who Sadler picked up off the claim for.
Okay,
50.
Wait a minute. What race is it, Michelle?
Oh, no. Well, it's the first leg of the coast-to-coast. It's an allowance race down the hill for fillies. I believe Calbert, though, is the Kintry fillies. I don't know what race number it is. Mike, holy cannoli.
Okay, well,
Hold on, give me a second.
Okay, third race is fillies and mares down the hill.
Okay, so. So allowance race, right?
Yeah, who do you like?
Okay, headed for is a must-use, and also proof she zips. So in my first leg of the Coast to Coast, those are the two horses I think are must-uses.
Okay, hold on. Michelle. We got to give numbers. Headed for is number five. Proof She Zips is the seven. Okay.
Numbers. Names. Okay.
Yeah, so race numbers, horse numbers, you know.
Coming off the layoff, but she is stakes place. I think she has so much back class, and she had a recent drill over the new synthetic at Santa Anita that was chef's kiss, so good. So I had to use her.
Okay, good enough. And then what's your drill as far as the simulcast presentation today?
I'm going to be on the desk. It'll be actually, I think it's all three girls. I think it's myself, Jess, and Millie.
Okay, and then are you going to be part of the Kentucky Derby situation?
No, I will be at home manning down the fort at Santa Anita, and that is my birthday weekend, too, so people can feel free to tell me happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday in advance. Michelle, thank you so much for jumping in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll try and get lucky. The first leg in that very popular coast-to-coast wager, low 15% takeout, number five headed for on top of number seven, proof she zips. Have a great day, Michelle.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. One more mention, folks, about the Calbreds. Yesterday, Shady Tiger took the 12th and final, the Echo Eddie. Phil D'Amato's second win on the day. Leading man Juan Hernandez aboard. An absolutely super win. And according to our line maker, John White, she got a 79 buyer speed figure. Owned and bred in California by Rusty Brown, by Smiling Tiger out of the full mandate mare, Divine Legacy. Shady Tiger now has three wins from four starts, and earnings now getting up above $150,000. She's going to be the Calbred of the Week. And we also want to once again mention Legacy Ranch, owned by Pete and Evelyn Perella. great supporters of this game, the Quarter Horse game, the Thoroughbreds, and certainly Thoroughbred Los Angeles on Saturdays and Sundays. Clubhouse Ride, who stands at Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, just outside Sacramento, nailed his 21st winner of the current meeting yesterday at Santa Anita in the first race, trained by Craig Lewis, ridden by Hector Berrios, Moment's Pleasure, won off by a half length, paid $7.80 to win. Legacy Ranch, where stands Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire, they'll take care of you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Folks, if you have any concerns, if you maybe you want to get a couple of mares up there and so on and so forth, give their farm manager, Terry Knight, a call at 510-928-4980. Let's get down to Los Alamitos right now and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. We've talked about the fact we've had weather challenges. We've had cancellations. We've had dates shifted and this and that. Tough to get into a rhythm, and nobody's more acutely aware of that than you are. You've got two-year-olds. You're trying to get them ready. I know the Bobby Adair Kindergarten Futurity Trials will be here before we know it on April 21st. But just talk about some of the challenges you guys have been faced with that all-important two-year-old crop.
Yeah, Mike, last Saturday was pretty key for us. We were going to have four races for two-year-olds. Pretty excited about the group of runners that we were expecting to have. Unfortunately, the rain came and we had to cancel. And that put some of the trainers kind of in a spot because they were looking, 3 weeks out from those trials. The track management or the racing office made a quick decision and moved the workouts out of Saturday and into Friday. That allowed a good opportunity for these trainers to give their two-year-olds that needed a workout, that needed some action, to go ahead and work that morning. Out of the 32 runners that were going to go on Saturday, 19 of them ended up working. And I'm sure that sets them up nicely for the trials, kind of keeps them on schedule.
Right.
They were able to have four horse workouts, kind of like mini races, training races.
Yes.
So from that standpoint, it worked out okay. We usually have morning works on Saturday, Mike. And so yesterday we canceled those works. We're actually going to have workouts this morning, kind of a rare Sunday gate works day. So if you're out there at Los Alamitos, you'll be seeing some two-year-olds working at around 10 a.m. I know Monte Rosa is going to have quite a few of his babies working this morning. So it's kind of been a little bit of musical chairs, kind of getting those gate works going. But we're going to get it done. And again, mm-hmm. We should be having some fun on the night of the trials, April 21st.
Orlando, you got nine of them tonight. You get underway at 6:45. Can we make some money tonight?
Yeah, Mike, we have a nice allowance feature, Angel Soul, who's been pacing boys and is a great one performer, will be headlining that race. She's a big favorite in race number nine for trainer and breeder Jaime Gomez. I'm going to go to race three, Mike, and the number three horse, Abaddon, for trainer Jesus Uranga, jockey Serapio Figueroa. If you look at the PPs, not super impressive, but last out was a tough out for Abaddon, kind of got stuck between horses. The jockey took her to the inside, but not much momentum once he found that inside post. Ended up running fifth, but previous races, much, much better speed. I think with this field, should be closer to the front, should be in a good spot. I'll go with number three, Abaddon, 9-2 on the morning line in race number three, Mike.
And Orlando, post time for that listed at 7:35, so we'll look forward to that very much. Now, Santa Anita is dark this coming week, but you guys are up and running. Want everybody to know that.
Absolutely, Mike. We are open for simulcasting Monday through Sunday. Looking forward to continuing to host some good simulcast action there. We're open on Friday nights for Cal Expo Harness. Mm-hmm. And again, we're going to be running on Saturday and Sunday night live racing there at Los Al.
Orlando, always a pleasure. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You bet. Listen, folks, before we go to our final timeout this hour, I want to mention a lot of people like to get together, Kentucky Derby parties and so on and so forth. If you live out in the San Dimas, Glendora, Laverne area, out toward the Derby room at Fairplex Park, as Doug O'Neill likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. Get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza there in Laverne. They're at the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill, right next to Stater Brothers. believe me, you'll be glad you did. Great service. You're not going to beat their pricing. And I'm here to tell you, their pizza is beyond outstanding. And they've got a full menu, wings and whatever you'd want, out there at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Take our final time out this hour, coming back strong with Millie Ball from XBTV and private clocker Toby Terrell. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, a great day of racing awaits you at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Angels Flight Stakes and the John Shear. We will also be hosting the immensely popular Easter Egg Hunt today with over 36,000 Easter eggs for your kids to hunt throughout the day. There will be multiple age ranges, so all the kids will have a fair chance to fill their baskets. The infield will also host the Spring Carnival and a special Fiesta de Santa Anita with live music, lucha libre, great food, great drinks, and a classic car show. And we would like to thank all our fans for their continued support of the Coast to Coast Pick 5. To show our appreciation, today the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be seeded with $100,000. That's right, a free $100,000 is already in that pool. Plus, there's going to be mandatory payouts on all pools. It's a fantastic day of racing and entertainment right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on April 21st, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita and Golden Gate to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to it. Say hello to Millie Ball from XBTV up at the Great Race Place in Arcadia. Millie, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Millie, belated congratulations. Really kind of strange on Thursday. I mean, we had a couple of graded stakes, and you guys won one of them. I'm talking about you and your husband, trainer Tim Yachteen, the Grade 3 American at a mile on turf. Johans, impressive, under Umberto Rispoli, paid $460 to win. That was a nice win.
No, we were thrilled he came back that way. The owners did the right thing, and we skipped the Breeders' Cup. The horse needed some time off, and it's just great, you know, when everyone gets rewarded in a situation like that.
Now, listen, you're going to ride a hot hand, I understand, in race five today. Tell us about it.
Oh, King of Gosford. Well, I actually ran into this morning into Antonio Fresu. And he was on Raging Torrent when King of Gosford made his U.S. debut. Mm. And he said this horse, he said he just was cruising alongside King of Gosford, and then King of Gosford just kicked on, he said, and left him behind. You can see that he is now riding King of Gosford. He's been razor sharp in his work, particularly his last work when he outworked School Dance on the main track. So I think he's a must-use in that pick six sequence.
That works for me. Mandatory payouts today, closing day of the Classic Meet. Millie Ball says, stay with King of Gosford, number one in race five, an impressive winner of his U.S. debut, basically gate to wire under Flavion Pratt. Flavion's now full-time at Keeneland. And Antonio Fresu, fresh off victory in yesterday's Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, takes over for Phil D'Amato. Hey, Millie, it was great to see everybody out yesterday, and I know you enjoyed it. It was a truly special day of racing at Santa Anita.
It was, and I tell you what, the moment was Antonio Fresu walking in the winner's circle on Stronghold, throwing his arms around the horse and just, you know, just saying, thank you, buddy, for, you know, for doing this, and We got a great road to follow now.
Yeah, I mean, that was that's what it's all about, a hell of a stretch duel, and that broke DeTore's string. But hats off to Antonio Fresu. He has really made an impact here in Southern California. We're going to have Phil D'Amato on in hour two. You know, he's used to picking up most of his checks on the grass, but that was on the dirt, and he's going to take his first ever shot at the Kentucky Derby. So a lot of excitement. Millie, thank you so, so much. Great to have you back with us, and I know you're feeling much better.
I'm getting there. Put it that way. I'm getting there. Thank you.
Stay with it. Thanks so much. We'll talk next week, Millie.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. We'll close this hour out, as we always do, with private clocker Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike.
Couldn't give you a tip of the cap last week. We had to cancel, so I'll do it now. 2 weeks ago on air, you nailed Cathkin Peak. I know you were hoping for a better price, but we got a $6 mutual. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. Now we make today count, hopefully, in race number four with the two-horse Ann Thompson. This is a dirt horse, and J.J. Hernandez fresh off winning on a Smiling Tiger that we love, Shady Tiger, last night in the stake race. Today, a maiden cowbred for Miss Carla Gaines, number two, Ann Thompson, in race four.
With Juan Hernandez. Folks, the best $5 you're going to spend going to the races, that's winner's card, the yellow sheet, or you can get it online at casetherace.com. Have a great closing day, Toby. Thank you.
Okay, Mike.
My thanks to Derek Taylor in here handling everything, and I mean everything. First time with us on the show. He's with us for another hour. Hope you are as well. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Kurt Hoover is going to lead things off from FanDuel TV and then Phil D'Amato. Whole lot of show straight ahead.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, a great day of racing awaits you at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Angels Flight Stakes and the John Shear. We will also be hosting the immensely popular Easter Egg Hunt today with over 36,000 Easter eggs for your kids to hunt throughout the day. There will be multiple age ranges, so all the kids will have a fair chance to fill their baskets. The infield will also host the Spring Carnival and a special Fiesta de Santa Anita with live music, lucha libre, great food, great drinks, and a classic car show. And we would like to thank all our fans for their continued support of the Coast to Coast Pick 5. To show our appreciation, today the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be seeded with $100,000. That's right, a free $100,000 is already in that pool. Plus, there's going to be mandatory payouts on all pools. It's a fantastic day of racing and entertainment right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on April 21st. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita and Golden Gate to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Form Away has the class. Which one's going to win it?
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us the day after the Santa Anita Derby and so much more. Closing day of what we're calling our classic meet at Santa Anita. We'll take a one-week hiatus. The show won't. We'll be back with you a week from today, even though Santa Anita will not be running next weekend. And we'll have a lot to talk about regarding the upcoming spring meet and, of course, what's going on around the country. As you see, tremendous wagering opportunities at Keeneland, full fields, tremendous purses. And you got a lot of jocks that you're very, very familiar with. So looking forward to a big show a week from today. Right now, let's get to the phones and say hello to one of the stalwarts these days on FanDuel TV, formerly TVG, Kurt Hoover, the day after the Santa Anita Derby. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, nice day today. It's going to be tough to top yesterday, Mike. That was really, really a good day of racing.
Tremendous. And Kurt, I heard you, I think maybe you were on air with Dave Weaver. You noted it was the 87th Santa Anita Derby, and you've been to probably half of them.
Right about that, Mike. I think the first one I went to, if I remember, was about 1980, give or take, so 40 plus. And I tell you, Mike, yesterday's race was one of the best I've seen. That was a good old-fashioned horse race with some great race riding by all three riders of the top three finishers, I thought.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Kurt. And, boy, Stronghold coming in from off that big win, at Sunland Park, the Sunland Park Derby, not that far from El Paso. We think of Minette Bird going back a lot of years, and Phil D'Amato, who has done so well on grass, but his first starter in the Santa Anita Derby, Antonio Fresu, gets his first Grade One in North America, and it was the Italians going at it. Dettori and Fresu, and of course Phil D'Amato, the winning trainer. You put it all together, Kurt, a vintage day, it really was.
Yeah, it was, Mike. I was working with Christina, Mike Joyce, and I said to him when we were taking a break, I said, anyone who came out today and didn't like this, just don't bother coming back. It was as good as it gets, race-wise, weather-wise, great on-track crowd. And I was talking about the race, Mike, the race riding, which I really enjoyed. I mean, Fraser got a real good trip. He was sitting in the pocket behind the dueling leaders, and then when he started to move, I think he was following Dettori, and Mike Smith, who was an EJ, won the Cup, said, no, you're not going to come out just at any time you want. You know, I thought Smith rode a great race, Mike. He kept him in, and then finally Frazier said, well, I'm coming out, and he kind of bowled his way out. Again, great race, right? And Smith tried to keep him in tight in the stretch even, and Dettori tried to float a little. I just thought all three guys rode Grade One races. Mike, that's how you ride to win, and I don't think we see enough of that anymore. It was really vintage race riding by those three guys.
And some would say that race riding is kind of discouraged, and I think that's unfortunate. You think about how guys like Lafitte made their mark. It wasn't by going out to have coffee and tea with folks.
No, it's sports, Mike, right? You know, whether it's basketball or horse racing, whatever, you're out there to win, and the guys afterwards can, you know, have a drink together or talk about the race. But a couple things you mentioned, like when Fraser hit the wire, boy, he really celebrated. You could tell he was feeling good. And Phil D'Amato, you know, Mike, you and I both known Phil a long time. He's a pretty low-key, poker-faced kind of guy. We had a post-race interview with him. That's the most emotional I've ever seen Phil. I mean, you could really tell how much this meant to win a race like the Santa Anita Derby. And, Mike, I've been making a point all week, whether it was the Bluegrass or the Santa Derby or the Wood, I'm so tired of calling these races preps. They're not preps for anything. You win the Santa Anita Derby, you win the Santa Derby. You win the Bluegrass, you win the Bluegrass. They're racing to get you ready for the Kentucky Derby, but this prep thing, I'm tired of.
Well, now you're getting into the area of semantics. They are technically preps, but they're big, big races on the resume.
They mean something.
Right, oh, Mike, do they?
They stand alone. Yeah, they stand alone. That's the point I'm making.
I'm seeing
it's a minor thing. But
6 zeros behind 750,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty good prep.
I'll put that right into my bank account, Mike.
Yeah. Kurt, I'm going to have Phil on right after you, but a great stake advance by Kevin Modesty in yesterday's Southern California News Group papers. He pointed out some stuff about Phil, some numbers. You know, we're right in the middle of it, and Kurt, I just really wasn't fully aware some of the staggering numbers, like stakes wins and everything that he's been able to put up. It says, D'Amato has established himself as one of Southern California's top trainers. The signs on the barn's exterior, meaning Phil's barn, remind you he has led meets and victories 12 times. That's in Southern California. And has won 18 Grade 1 stakes, Kurt, along with more than 100 Grade 3s and Grade 2s.
Wow. Those are some big numbers.
Those are Hall of Fame numbers.
You know, another thing from doing a lot of post-race interviews, how many times in these graded turf races did D'Amato run 1-2 or 1-3 or 1-2-4? A lot, Mike, because I so many times would look down at the program and say, oh, yeah, he ran third and fourth, too. Just a first-class barn and a great training job. Mike, I know you know the owners, too, Sharon and Rick Wall. I met them at Los Al a meet or two back. Boy, salt of the earth, good people, put a lot of money into the game, and they bred the mayor, spectator, Mike, and you know how much that means. I mean, that really was a great story yesterday.
No doubt.
And it's funny how the day played out, Mike, because coming in and going, okay, it's an interesting derby, you know, it's a good card. But then you have Dettori rip off six straight wins. He's going to title a feat in the derby on the favorite for Baffert. I mean, you really
Unreal.
Couldn't have wrote a better script yesterday, right? It's like, how did all that come together yesterday?
And Kurt, I know you've said for so many years, from when Baffert first came around with the thoroughbreds, he trains them to the wire. It looked like Stronghold was going to blow by, but imagination, Dettori fought back and ended up being a neck, you know?
Yeah. You know, Mike, I can watch Imagination run the last couple of times. That horse is a fighter.
Oh, God.
He's a tenacious horse. Even when he gets beat like yesterday, he doesn't give an inch. And I think he'll run big in the Kentucky Derby. Oh, sorry, Mike, in the Preakness. I was thinking him going on the Derby. But he ran really, really well yesterday. And, you know, even EJ won the Cup, I thought, ran a pretty good race for Doug O'Neill. And Mike Smith rode him great. It was just a really, really good horse race.
And, Kurt, EJ won the Cup 23-1. A great job by Mike Smith. No doubt about it.
No doubt, Mike. I didn't listen to any part of the show. Is there a buyer on the race?
79
for the winner.
According to John White, Stronghold got a an 89. Sorry about that, Kurt.
89.
He got an 89.
79. I was watching a different race.
Yeah, he got an 89, which indicates to me, hey, there's some upside there. Hey, we'll wait and see. You know, he's a fighter,
exactly. And
I don't think the distance is going to be a problem for him.
No, he's a fighter, Mike. He's going to have to step it up because, to me, the Fierceness and Sierra Leone have established themselves as the two favorites. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So everybody else is going to have to take a step forward, but he can. It was only his second race of the year. I remember, Mike, at Del Mar when Stronghold ran into Bob Hope. Before the race, I was in the paddock, and not an on-air interview, but I was just talking to Phil about the horse, and he was saying how good this horse is. He said he's really not cranked today for the Bob Hope. I just need to get a race into him, and then stretch him out. But he said, I really like this horse, and it stuck in my mind. You know, our trainers tell you things that usually don't tell you, get too high on things, Mike. It really stuck with me, and he's proven to be right, that's for sure.
Absolutely, no question about that. Hey, Kurt, this is technically closing day of our classic meet. Tight races. How about the trainers division? Doug O'Neill's on top over Mark Glad, had a triple yesterday, 30-28. Phil D'Amato had a double yesterday. He's right there at 27. And then a guy named Baffert has 24 in fourth position. He won the Santa Anita Oaks. That was his third win in the Oaks. By the way, Kurt, trivia, you probably already looked it up. D. Wayne is the all-time leader in Santa Anita Oaks victories. How many?
Santa Anita Oaks for D. Wayne? Who? I'm going to say 9?
8. You're close.
8. Okay, yeah. It's in the ballpark.
But anyway, as far as the trainers go, it's very close. We're going to have Phil D'Amato on in just a couple of minutes. As far as the jockeys, yesterday Juan Hernandez was shut out leading into the last race, and he made it count. He was able to take the Echo Eddie for Phil D'Amato. He's our leading rider with 52. Flavion Pratt now departed at 42. And then Antonio Fresu in third position, a tremendous meet with 45 wins, Kurt.
Yeah, all those guys have ridden well, Mike, and just that great day of racing yesterday. You know, like I said, the whole day came together with the weather and the Tory win in 6 and the Santa Anita Derby. The supporting stakes were very good races. You know, a lot of things got lost in the shuffle, but I thought Silver Bullet, A.G. Bullet, was really impressive winning down the hill. She just dominated that field in Monrovia. So some good performances, great racing. Like I said, Mike, if you came out yesterday and didn't enjoy it, don't bother coming back.
Hey, Kurt.
It really doesn't get much better.
You want to talk about race riding, take a look at the drone shot of A.G. Bullet winning yesterday's Monrovia down the hillside turf. I mean, Rispoli couldn't have made it any tighter on Graceland Gray and Juan Hernandez crossing the dirt and then onto the turf course proper, if you will. I mean, he didn't want to give her any room to breathe, and A.G. Bullet was best, no doubt about it, but that was some race riding there.
Yeah, sure was, Mike, and just a really nice filly. She's got a bright future, and Richie Baltus, the winning trainer for longtime owners, after the, you know, I was watching the race, and I said, boy, in the old days, Mike, this would be the end of the meet. We'd go into Hollywood. Well, it's not, and that hillside turf course is still there for a couple more months, and that filly is turning into me to one of those horses who just loves that downhill course, and she's got a couple months left to take advantage of that.
I got to ask you this, Kurt. As you know, I've been chasing a filly, a French bred by the name of Nadette, with Neil Drysdale. Pardon me, she's an English bred. And the one time I backed off was on Thursday. She rallied. I mean, you could see coming around the far turn, Hector Berrios had so much horse. Rallied from last to win it, going away by two lengths. Hats off to Drysdale. You know, she's just coming to hand form. I think they could have a big summer. And the debt paid $860 in that grade three Wilshire.
I'm only laughing, Mike, because you're either in good company or bad company, because I am in the exact same boat. In fact, a good friend Bob Ike and I played the pick six.
Damn it.
Debated about Nadette. The last horse we threw off the ticket, Mike. And I said the same thing. I said, you know, I've been chasing this filly. Maybe she just doesn't want to win. And we took her off the ticket. And when she made the move, I said, oh, this race is
this
over.
This is it.
And you talk about a good ride by Berrios. That hole almost closed.
I know. I mean,
it was very close to shutting him off, and he wouldn't have won, but he powered through. But I'm with you, Mike. Chased her and said, fill-in-the-blank finally got there without me. But a really nice win for Neil Drysdale. And you know how important that is, Mike. The greatest stakes win with a nice pedigree means a hell of a lot.
Kurt, we don't have much time, but before we get your NCAA final selection with Purdue and UConn favored, I don't know how much of the Angel game you were able to devote to last night because you had a long, long day, but Reed Detmer's outstanding. Six innings, 12 strikeouts. They scored their two runs on an error, but you know what? Rendon put it in play. He's been in the lineup. He'll hit. He'll come around. Ron Washington, I know it's early, but I'm just a huge believer in this guy, Kurt, and he's got everybody on that roster believing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. We talked about it before the season, you and I, and things look very promising. It was a rough start with those first two in Baltimore, but since then things have been good. I mean, they beat the Marlins, who are a bad, bad team. The Red Sox are a solid team, and, they're playing well. You can see the confidence, Mike, and a guy like Ron Washington, he's got that credibility, gets people rolling, and you could just see a difference how they're playing.
I think so.
Continues. Yeah, because the schedule will get tougher.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's get to it. Who do you like on Monday night, Kurt?
You know, Mike, I'm glad to see the two best teams. I know underdog stories are great, Cinderella's and so forth and so on, but before the Final Four, I sure hope it's UConn and Purdue because they're the two best teams. They've been two of the three best teams all year long, along with Houston. I'm glad they're meeting in the final. The spread seems about right, Mike. I don't love Purdue, but I would take the points with Purdue as long as the big man stays out of foul trouble. To me, that's the key because UConn's got big guys that can play, and they will match up with Edie. He's still going to get his points, and if he stays out of foul trouble, I think Purdue's got a shot. Purdue's got much better guards than they had last year, and I think that makes a difference, too. If they hit some shots, I think they'll hang in, Mike. I think it's going to be a really good game. See like a 75-72 or 74-70, something like that. Nice to see, Mike, because I said that. The Cinderella stories are great, but give me the two best teams for all the money.
I'm
very forward to the title game tomorrow night.
Hey, Kurt, before you bid adieu.
And listen to Bill Raftery, Mike, and listen to Bill Raftery. If there's a better color guy in college basketball, I mean, he is a treasure to be listened to when you're listening to ball games.
Kurt, before you bid adieu, say hello to Phil D'Amato. He's next up, and we'll get a best bet from you, and then I'll carry on. Hey, Phil, good morning. Congratulations from both Kurt and myself on behalf of the listeners. Your first ever starter in the Santa Anita Derby. You get the money with Stronghold. I know you got to be elated, Phil.
Yeah, thank you, Mike and Kurt. It's kind of been a dream of mine to get a starter into the Kentucky Derby, and it's looking like we're going to get there. He pulled up really good this morning, looks great, and I'm excited.
Well,
Phil, I've known you for a long time, and I said yesterday in the post-race interview, you're usually a pretty low-key, poker-faced kind of guy, much like your mentor, the late Mike Mitchell, was. But, man, you were emotional, and I could tell how much winning this race here at Santa Anita the Derby meant to you.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like I said, this is what I've worked for my whole career to get a horse to the Kentucky Derby. I mean, as a kid, it was one of my favorite races, and to have a nice horse here for really good owners that have supported me, since I've started, Rick and Sharon Waller, it's just a great feeling.
Phil, just think what would happen if you actually concentrated on the dirt. I mean, 8 out of your 10 winners come on grass, and you got this horse. Now, this could open up some vistas for you, and I got my tongue in my cheek, but I know it's got to be sweet, man.
No, it really is. It definitely is. I ran a bunch of grass horses yesterday, and my two winners for yesterday were both on dirt. But it's just one of those things. I'd love to have more of them, and particularly more horses like Stronghold. He's just a thrill, and we're going to enjoy it.
And Phil, I know you had said he was training so well coming out of that race over there at Sunland Park. What is the tentative? First of all, it's great to hear that he's pulled up well this morning. What's the tentative game plan getting him to the gate on Derby Day at Churchill?
You know, I think we'll keep him here for 2 weeks or so, and then I'm going to just look at the forecast. And
right.
Am I going to go out, weather-wise, am I going to go out to Kentucky 2 weeks out or 1 week out? I think that's going to kind of be determined by the weather, and that's kind of how I'm going to play it for now.
Interesting. Hey, Kurt, you want to chime in with a best bet? And I know you got a busy day ahead of you with FanDuel.
Yeah, Mike, I like a horse a lot today in race number three. It's a good 6.5 furlong race with the hillside turf course allowance conditions. I absolutely love the way Headed for Om won first time off the claim for John Sadler. John took this filly for $50,000 off of Harris Farms in the debut, and she just ran kind of evenly. She moved way up in career start number two. If you watch the replay, she's miles the best. She didn't break at all. She was at least a length or two slow out of the gate. She rallied wide, turning from about six wide. She blew by the leaders. I thought she won huge. Juan Hernandez rides back, and haven't seen too many Oms, Mike, but I looked up his lifetime PPs. Om, of course, got beat to nose on the hillside turf course in the Breeders' Cup turf sprint and ran third in the Eddie D on the hillside turf course. So pedigree-wise, this horse should love the hill, love the prize. 4-1 Headed for Om. I think Mike is headed for win number two in the winner's circle today in race number three.
Well, I hope you're happy. You and Michelle, you have now effectively killed our 4-1 price on Headed for Om. She was equally
average minds think alike, Mike.
She was equally as enthusiastic. Hey, Kurt, we'll look for you on air today on FanDuel TV. Doing a great job. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mike and Phil. Congratulations again. We'll see you out there.
Thank you.
Phil, where'd you go last night?
We went to a nice little restaurant off a lake named Smitty's. Nice place. And Doug O'Neill was there. Papa Padromo was there. So it happened to be a racetrack hangout for the night. And had a great time. It was my dad's birthday. So he had a great birthday present there and a couple wins. And we all had a great time.
And Phil, before we talk about a couple of your horses today, and thanks so much for your time. Boy, what an effort yesterday from Shady Tiger, 12th and final, you and Juan Hernandez teaming up. I mean, wow. You could hear the exhilaration in Frank Miramati's voice. I mean, she just, it was over an eighth of a mile out. She went off by 5.5 lengths.
Yeah, it's definitely a horse on the improve. I think that horse is only going to get better with some distance as well. And big, good, strapping-looking horse, I'm excited about him as well.
And Phil, you got six horses in four different races today, 5th, 7th, 9th, 11th. Millie Ball is all over King of Gosford. You're English bred, and you've also got Miracle Mark right alongside in today's fifth race. It's the John Shear, named after the late John Shear, a very special guy, left us not that long ago at the age of 102. 6.5 down the hill for three-year-olds, and boy, if he runs back to his last race, you got one hell of a shot here.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't think he was going to be on the lead like he was last time, but they gave it to him, and he took it and never looked back. But I think the horse is much more versatile than it's shown there. He can come off the pace with a nice kick. So Antonio will have some options there. And I got another one in there, Miracle Mark, who was the regular workmate with Shady Tiger, and they were head-to-head the last couple of weeks. So if that means anything, hopefully he'll be ready to run a good race as well.
And a bigger price at 6-1. If you don't mind, let's fast forward to the 7th. You've got Jane Candy, I believe the pronunciation, Tyler Bays here, and going 6 furlongs on turf out of the chute. And, I mean, she was odds on last time. She's been favored in 2 out of her last 3 starts. She's been right there. Talk about maybe the trip she had last time out.
You know, she's just a really tricky filly to ride. You know, she's just one of those starts and stops and gets riders in bad positions. But Tyler Bays, he seemed, you know, I haven't used him in a while. I used to use him a lot. I'm glad he's back over here, but he's usually good with these kind of tricky horses to ride. So we threw him on, and, you know, she's tactical. She can, I think she can sit further off if need be. She can be on the lead, but, you know, I'm going to leave it up to Tyler to figure out, but she's training well.
And then, Phil, the counterpart to the John Shear is the ninth race. It's three-year-old fillies down the hill. The Angels Flight, boy, you got a couple of really live horses here, and the Irish bred Zona Verde and the French bred La Ligne. Zona Verde cutting back out of a flat mile, that's always a great angle down the hill, but both of them sharp right now, Phil.
Yeah, both really are. You know, Zona Verde, she can kind of do anything. So she gives it to you every time, short or long. She come out of her last race in good shape, so we decided to throw her in here. And La Ligne, she's this will be her first race coming back from her Breeders' Cup race. I think she'll like this trip. You know, 6.5 down the hill. She won at these 6-7 furlong distances and in France, and she's fresh and happy and had her break, and you know, I look forward to running her.
Phil, I'm getting greedy. 11th and final, you've got a three-year-old colt, Irish bred, breaking from the one hole, and I know I'm going to mispronounce him. Sieno is the way I see it. Hector Berrios aboard, making his U.S. debut, hasn't run since November 23rd at a flat mile on grass, and here he is 6-1 on John White's morning line.
Yeah, he's a horse I like. I hopefully I have him fit. It was kind of either you run him here or you wait another month before you run him. He had a couple good runs in France. His last one was really good. I think the horse that he just missed beating is going to be one of the favorites in a group race over there.
First so look, yeah.
Form wise, he comes out of a good race, and training well. His last breeze was really good. You know, just we'll see how fit I have him. Like I said, I'm on the verge of is he 100% cranked or not, but he's shown some talent in the mornings, and looking forward to running him.
Hey, Phil, last thing, it's about you. I texted you this morning saying I hope that you saw Kevin Modesty's Derby advance story in yesterday's SoCal News Group papers. Talking about you, your accomplishments, 18 grade one wins, 12 times leading trainer at various meets here in Southern California, 100 combined grade two and grade three victories. This is Hall of Fame stuff, but I know that's for later. I want to talk to you about your organizational skills, Phil, and the role your wife Sherry plays in the barn, the horsemanship she brings, and everything else. There's so much that goes into running a big public stable. If you can just kind of address it all briefly, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, having your family, you know, behind you, I think that's a huge part of my success. Sherry getting on these horses and giving her input in what she sees on the track that I don't see, and Jessica as well, getting on horses for me in the same, all that feedback, mm-hmm. and not only getting that feedback, but then having a great, you know, team of assistants behind you that have worked with you for many of years. You put all that together with good horses and great owners, and you know, it helps tremendously, and it's helped me definitely from year to year get better and improve my stock, and you're only as good as the people that you work around, and I'm very fortunate in that instance.
Phil D'Amato, just so genuinely happy for you. I'm speaking, I know, for a great deal of our audience. Can't wait to watch you with Stronghold approaching the Kentucky Derby. Good luck today. Finish up strong. Thank you so, so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Anytime.
You bet. Phil D'Amato with us from Santa Anita. Going to take quick time out, coming back strong, going to head up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Folks, if you've got plumbing needs as we move into spring, and I've had them both commercially and residential of late, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Mike Glenn, Larry and John Batala, family owned for four decades now. Go to their website, WesternRooter.com. Check out their reviews. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. That's Western Rooter, the best in the West. give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Stay with us. Coming back strong as advertised with Bruce Finkelstein, Bob Mazursky, going to South Florida with Toby Callathan. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Don't punish me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Attention California owners and breeders, if you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game. Participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready. For devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now, and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me.
And welcome back. Again, my thanks to Derek Taylor here handling everything for us in studio at the Big A in Anaheim. By the way, the Angels Red Sox tee it up at 107 this afternoon. And join us here on AM 830 and the Angels radio app, play-by-play with Terry Smith. And just outstanding analysis every single day of the season from Mark Langston. What a team. Let's get to the phones. We get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. You know, we try and figure out what we need to do to get this game going and everything. How about a little bit of good weather, good field size, depth, and a performance for the ages from an international superstar named Frankie Dettori. Just a little bit more of that stuff, and we're fine.
That was an exciting day. It really, you had a, maybe not superstar horses coming down the stretch, but what a great stretch battle in the Derby. Dettori's amazing. He's 53. He's not supposed to be winning six. Heck, he's not even supposed to be riding. How about he rode 11 races? That's part of the story. I mean, the guy's got energy like a 30-year-old, not a 53. Well, he's still, I bet he has some regrets that he didn't come here a little sooner and play this race because he is that good. And can you imagine, he's 53. You know, you go back 10, 15 years ago, how much greater he even was then. I mean, he's really a delight, and the fans were excited.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't have ridden it up any better because, let's face it, it didn't look like a glamour day yesterday. The Derby didn't look like anything special, but it turned out to be a special day.
You know, he said late in the day he had ridden in Kentucky on Friday, so he flies back. The good thing about flying back is you get those 3 hours back that you lost, Bruce. You've done it. And he looks, he goes, oh, I'm on 11. I'm 53 years old. Well, he handled it pretty well. Let's just put it
and
that
I think
way.
He's right. Mike, I think he's riding Kentucky today, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I saw his name in the entries at Keeneland today, at least on one horse I saw.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not sure where he's at. I would assume it's at Keeneland. Let's talk about Golden Gate. Post time a little bit later, 2:15 p.m., and, of course, we get underway at Santa Anita at 1 o'clock. I know you like to go to Golden Gate first. Where's it going to be for radio?
Well, normally I like to go late, but I think there's a really good betting opportunity in the first race. Now, the first race today is at 3:15, so a lot later, trying to, you know, sync up with the golden hour.
I'm sorry. I was looking at yesterday's form. It is.
Yeah.
It's way late.
Because they're only going with seven races versus the 11.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Bruce.
That's okay. Let's go to the first race, though. This is a starter allowance race. 50,000, and I think there's kind of a subtle class dropper here. The 7, Chelsea's Danzig Light. Now, if you take a look at those last two races, 20,000 N2X, this horse lost to a runner by the name of Santanta. Santanta has won a slew of races lifetime. These are multiple winning tough horses that Chelsea's Danzig Light ran against, and I thought gave a good account of itself. This runner sat third behind a sizzling pace, 21-1, 44-4. The two front runners collapsed in there. He took over. I thought he ran well being up close to that slow tempo. He tries a more restricted race today against mostly one-time winners. He draws an outside box. Now he goes six. he won't have to go nearly as fast here in a race, really, that it's somewhat paceless. I think these are much better conditions here. So in race one, let's go with the seven, Chelsea's Danzig Light. Say that a couple times.
That is a mouthful.
Six to one, morning line.
6-1 on the morning line. And again, post time, it's late today at Golden Gate with a seven race card. And they do this because we need to sync up with our late races right. with the golden hour wagers. But boy, that's a long time. If you're training early in the morning and then, you know, you got to wait all that downtime. But the first at Golden Gate, Bruce says it's number seven, Chelsea's Danzig Light. Post time for that, 3:15. Let's come south to Santa Anita on the closing day card of the Classic Meet, Bruce.
Let's go right smack dab in the middle of the card. The sixth race is for 32,000 fillies, going six furlongs on the dirt. I like the bottom horse here, Deficit Maha. This is a horse who started his career, she started her career very solidly in the sprint game, mostly in Northern California. She had a win in a couple of seconds. She came to Santa Anita and ran at 7/8 against, I think, a slightly better field than this one. She was packed very wide, Mike, in that seven furlong race. I thought she was game, considering that was at seven furlongs, and she hung around to finish third. The last race I'm going to just draw a line through. She was going long on the grass. She showed a little run. That's not what she wants to do. She's back sprinting. I think the six furlong distance suits her perfectly. She's a horse that can sit off the pace and make one run. There is speed drawn near the inside, a couple of front runners in here. I think she's going to bounce back in a big way. Race six, the six, Deficit Maha, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
Giovanni Franco for Alfredo Marquez at 4-1 on John White's morning line. Tell us what's up at betonbruce.com. And, of course, Santa Anita is going to take a week off, but right. we'll be on right here, Bruce, taking a look at everything with Keeneland pretty much center stage a week from today. What's up at the website?
Website has the full card at Santa Anita today, and a very good card, by the way, on closing day for the winter meet. We also have late races from Keeneland, always top racing there, of the pick five. Also, audio is included. Best bets at Santa Anita, best bets at Golden Gate. Yeah, we did put the two last races on at Golden Gate. And next week, we'll do total coverage of Keeneland
good.
from Wednesday on. Also, Golden Gate will be running. I think they're going to start using the grass if the weather holds out. There were grass races scheduled. I think we're going to get some grass racing starting next week at Golden Gate. That should spice things up. Also, maybe some races from Aqueduct next weekend. So there'll be plenty of action at betonbruce.com today and next week.
Hey, Bruce, always a pleasure. Have a great day, sir.
Take care, Mike.
All right, we'll close this segment out with top handicapper Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap along with Bob's morning line and all the Southern California News Group papers. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
What a day for Dettori, huh?
No, absolutely, yeah. Just rattled them off one after the other, and spectacular day of racing. Like Kurt said earlier, good crowd, good weather, and a very exciting Santa Anita Derby.
It certainly was. Well, let's make some money today on this closing day. Who do you like?
I'm going to go to the final race of the day, final race of the meet, number 10, Nitty. I thought he ran very well last time, improved a bunch in his second start in the country, just missed. Cuts back in distance today, but I think he'll make the last run count. And Leonard Powell had a good day himself yesterday, won a race with Dettori, and just missed in the Appalachian at Keeneland with Mo Fox Gibbon, who was an unbelievable 58-1 in that race yesterday. She ran second, just barely got beat by Bushu, who was one of the favorites.
Right. So you're going to go with the Irish bred Nitty. Leonard Powell had a double here yesterday, and he teams up with Antonio Fresu, the Santa Anita Derby man. That's the 11th and final at Santa Anita. Bob says it's the 10 Nitty. Thanks so much, Bob. Have a great day.
You too, Mike. Take care.
I will step aside one final time, coming back strong, heading to South Florida. Going to be checking in with Toby Callett. Then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Stay with us.
Fans, a great day of racing awaits you at Santa Anita Park. Today's racing is highlighted by the $100,000 Angels Flight Stakes and the John Shear. We will also be hosting the immensely popular Easter egg hunt today with over 36,000 Easter eggs for your kids to hunt throughout the day. There will be multiple age ranges, so all the kids will have a fair chance to fill their basket. The infield will also host the Spring Carnival and a special Fiesta de Santa Anita with live music, lucha libre, great food, great drinks, and a classic car show. And we would like to thank all our fans for their continued support of the Coast to Coast Pick 5. To show our appreciation, today the Coast to Coast Pick 5 will be seeded with $100,000. That's right, a free $100,000 is already in that pool. Plus, there's going to be mandatory payouts on all pools. It's a fantastic day of racing and entertainment right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on April 21st. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita and Golden Gate to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burghardt's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-8255.
1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, if you're looking for great financing, Toyota has unbelievable deals going on right now. Check out David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota, and you'll see what I've been saying for years. The best customer service you're ever going to experience is at the Wilson Automotive Group. They also own Villa Ford of Orange. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And if you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. All right, let's go to South Florida right now, and we'll say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning.
Mike, and in the vein of the bumper music, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is we got about 6 minutes here to finish strong, which is always the objective. And I see you've got a nine-race card down there at Gulfstream Park. You're underway. First post was at 1:10 Eastern.
Yes, almost underway. But when the smoke clears, there's a couple things. Frankie Dettori does have two mounts at Keeneland, races 7 and race 9.
Okay.
Speaking of race 7, a little bonus here. The four-horse, No Name Nets, was in to go at Gulfstream back at the end of March, and the trainer scratched. And they've opted for this spot. Irad Ortiz takes the call. So maybe you want to take a look at No Name Mets in the 7th at Keeneland. But that isn't the important objective. The objective here is race 9 at Gulfstream. And in today's 9th at Gulfstream, got one that might tickle the tote board a little bit. That's the 8, Carruthers. Carruthers is going to reunite with Edgar Perez coming off the bench. He's a great fresh runner. Martin Drexler, Canadian-based trainer, is having a phenomenal winter here in Florida. And I look for Carruthers to spring what should be a mild upset. Behind him, we're looking at the 6, Space Launch, the 1, Smith Wicks Spice, and the 2, Rock the Stars. 8-1-6-2. How do you do, Mr. Roman, in today's 9th at Gulfstream?
Okay, and post time for race 9 at Gulfstream, 5:20 Eastern. And, Toby, you're correct. They'll get underway in about 15 minutes there at Gulfstream, 1:10 Eastern. Now, listen, we're dark at Santa Anita next week. We will be on air. Are your customers going to be treated to, a wall-to-wall approach at Keeneland?
No. They might get a tidbit from Keeneland, but no, we're not wall-to-wall, but we're 3 key plays at Gulfstream.
All right.
Only wall-to-walls anymore for Toby are Oaks and Derby and the 2 Breeders' Cup days. Other than that, we just look for our selected tidbits.
Love it. Thanks so much. All the best. Let's get lucky in the 9th and final at Gulfstream with number 8, Carruthers. Thanks so much, Toby.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. John, hope you're having a good morning.
Yeah, Mike, and terrific show as usual.
Thank you.
Ready to go out to Santa Anita?
Pardon me?
Are we ready to go out to Santa Anita?
We are ready. Listo, who do you like?
Okay, we're going to look at the 3rd race today, Mike, and I love the number 4 horse in here. I'll Have Another Kiss. So this is a 4-year-old filly from the Doug O'Neill barn. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride. She's cutting back from a mile for 6.5 furlongs down the hill. That's an automatic play for me. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. She's getting better with each start. Save a taco, eat a pizza, and bet number 4. I'll Have Another Kiss in today's 3rd race out of San Diego.
I'm sure Doug O'Neill appreciates that very much. I'll Have Another Kiss. And, of course, Doug, the trainer of Derby winner, I'll Have Another. And this one owned by Joe Navarro. Blinkers on today. Post time for race 3 at Santa Anita today. We're looking at 2 o'clock Pacific. And Antonio Frasu, boy, what a meet he's had, huh?
He really has. And, boy, was he excited winning the race yesterday.
Yeah.
Won it in memory of a friend of his, I guess, that was a jockey that passed away a couple of weeks ago, and he was very emotional on the way back.
Yes, it's a jock that got killed in Australia, and apparently they had ridden together in Italy. And, beyond sad, yeah. So, anyway, he had a great day, and, John, We're hoping to finish strong today with you. I'll have another kiss in race three. That's number four. Now, tell us about what's going on at the website with no live racing at Santa Anita next week.
Well, we'll probably fill the slot with Gulfstream, but we always put up four tracks. Today we have Oakland, Keeneland Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita. Next week we'll probably replace Santa Anita with Gulfstream.
And that's J-O-N-H-A-R-D.
Keep going.
Yeah, J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-O-N.com. And you're going to be hooking up with Ralph Sirocco and John Lindo for a big Derby seminar, Kentucky Oaks Day night at the South Point, John.
Yeah, it's at 6 p.m. It's in the Grand Ballroom, Grand Lodge or something, right next door to the horse book there. And we've done it the last couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun, and people seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else about the South Point, John. It's easy to get to, man. Coming from L.A., it's on the far south end of the strip, aptly named, and it's right off I-15. I'm going to try and get up there and take that in, if you don't mind, John.
That would be fantastic.
All right.
I look forward to seeing you, Mike.
Yeah,
Thank you. We'll
see about it. Thanks so much, John. All the best to you. Again, my thanks to Derek Taylor inside, just making everything seamless here at the Big A in Anaheim. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget, mandatory payouts today at Santa Anita, and we'll be back with you on air a week from today. For everybody, all of our contributors, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you in a week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
I'm Doug Brown. It's an epic matchup between the overall number one seed in the tournament and the number one scorer in college basketball history, South Carolina and Iowa, for the NCAA women's title, with coverage starting at 2 Eastern on ABC. Then there's the GOAT debate surrounding...